चला गया। चक्षुरुन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते महाविष्णु गोस्वामिन इति नामिने। नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन इति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशे तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। शिला प्रभुपाद की जय। First of all, I would like to offer my humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of Shri Shri Kishore Kishori Ji, Bhagwan Shri Jagannath Ji, Bhagwan Shri Baladev Ji, Srimati Subhadra Maharani, Bhagwan Shri Shri Gaur Nitai, then unto the lotus feet of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Maharaj, then our Gurudev, His Grace, His Holiness, Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj, and then unto the lotus feet of all assembled devotees. I would like to express my sincere thanks to Radharaman Prabhu for kindly giving me this opportunity to come here, have a darshan of their lordships, and have association of you all devotees. This is my best fortune so far. Whole day I have been engaged in material life, discussing what we are going to do for the cancer cure. I'm attending international conference here. It's about 15,000 scientists around the globe. They are assembled in the McCormick Center, and they are all going to find out the cure for cancer. I'm one of them. But this is for my good fortune that I'm here, forgetting all those what is going on over there. So we are going to discuss today about Sharanagati, which is written by one of our greatest acharyas, His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Vinod Goswami Maharaj, who is our seventh acharya in the parampara. And he has written so many literatures. You know that being a judge of his time, very learned scholar, sleeping only 1 hour in a night, and still he translated so much. If he would have not been here, we would have never known about Lord Chaitanya. His glories were lost, and he is the one who rediscovered it for us. So we will be indebted forever. There is no end to it. So we are discussing about, through Srila Bhakti Vinod Goswami Maharaj, the limbs of devotional service. And he has described in Sharanagati, there are 6 limbs, 6 aspects. Following those, we can develop pure devotional service unto the lotus feet of the Lord. So in this series, the first one was humility, which was discussed in previous Sunday feast lectures. And then second was the dedication of the self, like Atmanivedan, Dainyata, Atmanivedan, and then acceptance of the Lord as the supreme maintainer, which we are going to discuss today. And then the fourth one is acceptance of the Lord as a protector. And the fifth one is accepting those objects which are favorable for pure devotion. And then sixth one is rejecting those objects, rejecting those things which are hurdles on the way of pure devotion. So if we read these bhajans which Bhakti Vinod Thakur Goswami Maharaj has written, and if we sincerely try to understand what he is saying and try to apply in our lives, then there is no doubt that we will achieve the pure devotion unto the lotus feet of the Lord. So he has written for one aspect several bhajans. Even for the accepting Krishna as a supreme maintainer, he has written four bhajans. I chose one to discuss today. In the end of the class, we are going to recite that bhajan together. Due to some technical problems, we are not being able to display it right now. So I will recite it at this moment, but in the end we will have opportunity to sing it together. So bhajan is like, ki jani ki bhale tomar dhamete hoinu sharanagat ki jani ki bhale tomar dhamete hoinu sharanagat tumi doya moya patita pavana patita tarane rata. So now it is there. If you want to sing, you can sing with me. Ki jani ki bale tomar dhamete hoinu sharanagat tumi doya moya patita pavana patita tarane rat. So the translation is, how has one such as I come to your shelter? Surely it is by your mercy alone, for you are ever seeking the purification and deliverance of the fallen souls. So this is a conviction which we have to get within our heart, within ourselves. We have to have a firm belief that Krishna is the supreme protector, and he, due to his causeless mercy, is always hankering for us how to reach to him. We have to believe in that. We have to take very seriously these instructions. So Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying that ki jani ki bale, I don't know and even I cannot say tomar dhamete, how I came to your dham, yani to you, how I surrendered unto your lotus feet, I don't know. But I know that you are the most merciful Lord. Tumi doyamoy patita pavan, because you are the deliverer of all the fallen souls. So I know that much. I have read it in the literatures. I have known through acharyas, through shastras, that you are the most merciful Lord. And patita tarane rata. Rat means continuously, without any break. You are always engaged in the liberation of the fallen souls. So that I know. So Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is humbly presenting himself unto the lotus feet of the Lord. And then, if you go through different prayers of different acharyas, different bhaktas, then you will find so many examples. They recite the same thing. They will give you this thing again and again, that Lord, you are the most merciful. You are most merciful of your devotees, non-devotees, everyone. So I give you one example. When Lord Krishna, after killing Kansa, went to Akrur's house, then Akrur offered a very nice prayers unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, and he says, Kaha panditaha tvat aparam sharanam samiyat bhakt priyat shritagraha suhridaha kritagyat sarvan dadati suhridaha bhajataha abhikaman atmanam api upachaya apachayau nayasya. Shri Akrurji is saying, Oh my dear Lord, you are the truthful. See, these are the firm convictions within our heart to believe that Lord is always truthful. You are most grateful person. If someone does a little bit for you, you are always hankering to return 1,000 times to him. So you never take anything from anyone without any return. So you are always a very grateful and affectionate friend of your devotees. For your devotees, you are the most merciful friend to him. What learned person could ever take shelter of anyone but you? You fulfill all the desires of your friends who serve you. You even give your very self to them. Not only you fulfill desire to your friends, to your devotees, but you give yourself to him. You serve him. In the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Lord Krishna served himself as a charioteer of Arjun. This is the very minuscule, very fallen service one can do, but Krishna did for his dear devotee. And then Akrurji is saying, and yet you are neither augmented nor diminished thereby. So this is for our understanding, that Krishna can give so much, he is giving so much every day, every moment to this entire universe, but he is still fulfilled, he is still complete. So like from the ocean, if you take out little bit water, then nothing is going to happen to the ocean. Ocean is ocean, it is always full. It is complete. So Krishna is giving always, but his reservoir is still filled. There is no any lacking when he is giving someone to something to someone. So question comes that if Krishna is dear to his devotees, what is going on or what happens to his non-devotees? Because in this world, at least in Kali Yuga, we can see that there are so many of them. Like today is the Sunday Feast program. Chicago is the biggest Indian population. I'm talking about only Indian population, not forget about others who do not know anything. How many we are here? Very few of them. So what goes on with those people who are not devotee of the Krishna? Is Krishna impartial to them? Is Krishna only fulfilling the desires of his devotees? Uddhav ji is remembering the mercy of the Lord when Vidur ji is visiting to Sri Mathura Dham after his pilgrimage. Lord Krishna has left this abode. He is gone to his eternal abode, Sri Golok Vrindavan Dham. So when Uddhav ji is remembering the past times of the Lord, then he is narrating to Vidurji and he is saying, Aho bakiyam istanakalakutam jighansaya apayam apayayat api asadhvi lebhe gatim dhatri uchitam tatah anyam kangvadayalum sharanam brajema. Sri Uddhavji is saying, how wonderful, even though the wicked Putana nursed Krishna with her poison smeared breasts, intending to kill him, he granted her a position befitting his mother. Of what merciful Lord shall we take shelter other than him? So someone who has come to kill you, are you going to embrace him? But Krishna does. Putana came to kill him, literally to kill him. Kalakut poison is such a poison, if it is kept at a distance, still it can affect the living entities who can come even a distant in contact. So Uddhavji is saying, Lord Krishna is so merciful that not only he liberated Putana, but he gave the position of his mother, Dhatri, because he sucked her milk. Although her intention was very bad, she is a sadhvi, non-devotee, but Krishna is so merciful, even he not only liberated her, gave her the position of her mother. So Krishna is not impartial. The impartiality which we see is within us. It is because of karmas. We cannot see whether Krishna is partial or impartial. Even in the battle of Kurukshetra, whatsoever the armies, they were killed, whether they were Kaurav or they were Pandava, they all were liberated. So although they were fighting from an opposite sides, so from our point of view, we are thinking that this is enemy, this is our friend. But from Krishna's point of view, everyone is same. The difference will come, although his mercy is showering 24 hours upon us, it is we to receive it. Like the rain, if it is falling, pouring rain is coming, and if our bowl, receptacle, the pot which we have in our hands to receive the water, if we have upside down, then it doesn't matter how pouring rain is coming, not even a single drop is going to stop or stay in that bowl. So we have to keep our bowl in a proper position. We have to cleanse our heart. We have to take the shelter of Srila Prabhupada. We have to take the shelter of devotees. We have to take the shelter of Sri Sri Kishore Kishoriji. We have to take the shelter of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then we can cleanse our heart. Then we can be able to receive the mercy of the Lord. His mercy is always coming. It's pouring actually, it's not only coming. It is up to us how to receive it. We have to train ourselves. We have to tune ourselves. We have to change our orientation so that we can face to the Lord. We can surrender ourselves unto his lotus feet. This is the Sharanagati, surrenderance, which we are discussing today. How to surrender to him. So we have to go to appropriate association, devotees association, acharyas association, shastras association, proper association has to be there. Then we are going to learn. We are going to learn how to surrender. And without that surrenderance, we are not going to understand it. So the point I wanted to make it that Krishna is impartial. He is the friend of devotees and non-devotees, everyone. It is up to us how to approach to him and how to receive his mercy, which is continuously flowing for us. We will discuss some of those points even later also. Then Srila Bhaktivinod says,
Bharasa amara ei matra natha tumi to karunamoya. Bharasa amara ei matra natha tumi to karunamoya. Tab doya patra nahi mora sama abhasya ghuchabe bhaya. Abhasya ghuchabe bhaya.
You are my only hope, for you are full of compassion and mercy. There is no one who needs your mercy more than I. You will surely drive away all fear. So important point here to make is, Krishna, when we take his shelter, then we become fearless. Because Bhakti Vinod Goswami Maharaj is saying that you are the only one who can remove my fear. So what is the fear? What is the most critical fear in our lives? Jananam maranam punarapi jananam punarapi maranam janani jathare janani udare jathare shayanam. This is the most fearful situation. To take repeated birth and death in this material world. Everyone is fearful to the death, right? We all are. We don't want to die. That's why these big conferences are going on. Billions and billions of dollars are going to be spent in just 5 days. And you can see how many charities are going on, how many hospitals are around, how many medicines are there, just to save our life. Are we able to do that? No. When the death is going to be destined, it is going to come, it is going to take away whatsoever we have, whatsoever I have, whatsoever you have. Nothing is going to be remaining in our possession. So this is the most fearful situation. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying that you are the one who can remove this fear from us. But how and how it will happen? Udhoji, actually Lord Krishna himself has said in so many places that if you surrender unto me, I will take care of you. But the problem is that we don't surrender unto him. Krishna, when he was leaving for Golok Vrindavan Dham, after summing up his Bhaumik Leela, then he was preaching to Sri Udhoji, the same Bhagavat preaching which we are hearing all the time. Lord Krishna declares that, my dear Udhav, tasmatvam Udhava usrijya chodanam pratichodanam pravrittim cha nivrittim cha shrotavyam shrutam eva cha mam ekam eva sharanam atmanam sarvadehinam yahi sarva atma bhavena mayasyahi akutaha bhayaha. My dear Udhav, totally abandoning the Vedas and their auxiliaries, all of their prescriptions and prohibitions, pravritti and nivritti, and everything you have ever heard or may come to hear, with all your heart, take exclusive shelter to me. Then what will happen? The life of all beings, by my grace, you will become completely fearless. So this is the verdict directly coming out from Krishna. He's saying that you abandon everything, whatsoever you have heard, whatsoever you will be hearing, just surrender unto me. You come to my shelter and I will make you fearless. Mo par kripa karahu hai chakr sudarsan dhari tum bhaktan ke bhayhari mohana. See, the devotee is praying to the Lord, my dear Lord, I'm in your shelter and you have a sudarsan disc in your hands, which is the most powerful weapon in this Brahmand, in this universe. So please rescue me. Please make me fearless, because you are known to do that for your devotees. So if we have this conviction that Krishna is the supreme, if we take his shelter, then we will be rescued from any adverse situation in our lives. Then there is no fear. There is no fear of death or birth. because we know that we are not this body. We are this soul. And soul, it is eternal. It never dies. It never takes birth. But we are entangled in this Maya, and due to acceptance of this Maya, we are going through all these miserable situations, miserable conditions. So Lord Krishna is suggesting us that if you just surrender unto me, I will take care of everything whatsoever is in your life. So we need to consider this. Then in the third stanza, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, I have to go a little faster also so that we can finish it on time. There are six stanzas there.
Amar tarite kaharo sakati abani bitor nahi. Amar tarite kaharo sakati abani bitor nahi. Doyal Thakur ghushana tomar adham pamer trahi, adham pamer trahi.
Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying, no one else has the power to deliver me. O merciful Lord, by your declaration, kindly deliver this vile and lowly sinner. So he is accepting in full Krishna the in charge. He is saying that no one in this universe can save me, I know that. So I am surrendering myself unto you. Oh my dear Lord, you save me. Why he is saying that? He is reminding him that you have declared so many times. In previous verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, we already just heard saying to Uddhav that you surrender unto me. And in Sri Bhagavad Gita, he has said several places to Sri Arjun. He says, Mam hi partha vyapashritya e api shiu papayonayaha istriya vaishyaha tatha shudraha te api yanti param gatim. My dear Arjun, by taking shelter of me in all respects, even those who have been born as untouchables, women, merchants or laborers, certainly reach the supreme destination. So there is no distinction. Lord is saying that you just come to me. Then further he says, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami mashuchah. So in the end, when he preached Arjun step by step that, my dear Parth, you can adopt the karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, then bhakti yoga. And if you cannot even do all these things, if you are still bewildered, then you forget anything and everything. Just come to me, surrender unto me. I will take care of you. I will eliminate all your accumulated sinful activities, whatsoever they are. Who can be more merciful than this? We always probably think many times that I have done so much bad things in my life. I'm not a good candidate even to go in front of Krishna. But Krishna himself is saying that forget whatsoever you have done. I'm not going to count on those things. I'm not going to remember those things. Whatsoever you have done, that was past. You just leave yourself, leave your past at this stage, at this moment, and just come unto me. I will forget all those things and I will protect you from here onward. So it is our duty and it is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada who has given us this wonderful process of Krishna consciousness. We need to go through Prabhupada, surrender unto the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gaur Nitai, and take this process in our lives so that we can achieve the pure devotion of Shishi Kishore Kishori ji and make our life successful. So Lord is saying, of course, that you surrender unto me, right? This is the condition. The surrenderance, as we read all these different bhajans by Bhaktivinoda Goswami Maharaj, then you will see that he has given so many examples, so many things, how we can surrender. In this verse today, which we are discussing, is accepting Krishna as the Supreme, Supreme Person, Supreme Protector, Supreme Friend, Supreme Well-Wisher. No one can be better well-wisher than him for us. Then Krishna also says that ananyas chintayanto mam ye janah pariyupasate tesam nityabhayuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. So condition is there, surrenderance is there, and Krishna is saying that you have to put your devotion unto me without any condition, ananya bhav. Ultimate bhakti needs to be there. If my full devotion is unto Krishna, then he says that I will take care of you. Whatsoever you have, if you want, if you desire material happiness, I will give you. I will protect whatsoever you have, and I will give whatsoever you don't have. So it is up to me. If we are approaching Krishna for some material benefits, he is ready to give us. But it will be our foolishness if we are approaching Krishna for the material benefit, because he is the one who can give us such an important jewel, the Parashmani, which is his own bhakti. If we can achieve that, then there is no need of, because the bhakti is the Parashmani, the touchstone. So if you have a touchstone, then you can roam around and touch any iron, it is going to become old. So what to ask for any wealth separately from that? Like Sanatana Goswami Prabhupada, we all know that he was a minister of Hussein Shah. He abandoned everything. And also he has a Parashmani, he has a touchstone. And he has kept that stone on his roof, like it is just a piece of stone with no value. For us, for material people, it has so much value. But for him, the Krishna name was the most precious jewel, most precious, even the precious than the touchstone. That's how he has left it there, right? There is a very nice story behind it. I don't want to go too much sidewise, otherwise we may not be able to cover all those six verses which we want to discuss. But the main point is that when he or anyone has the Krishna bhakti, then he does not need anything else. But if we need anything, still we should approach Krishna instead of approaching to demigods or any other resources. Because whatsoever the gift, whatsoever the boons we get from demigods, it is given by Krishna. It is given through Krishna. So why to take the mediator in between? Why not directly approach Krishna and hanker whatsoever we need? He is ready to give us. And once we achieve the mercy of the Lord, we are going to forget anyway. Like the Dhruva Maharaj, he approached Krishna to achieve the kingdom which might be better or more superior than his father, even more than Brahma. That was his desire. And he did a serious austerities to achieve that material benefit. But as soon as Lord appeared in front of him, he forgot everything. He said, "My dear Lord, it was my mistake. I don't need anything. I just need your mercy." So if we achieve that prem within our heart, then we are not going to hanker for anything. So the important thing is that we need to surrender unto the Krishna with a firm conviction, pure devotion, accepting him, the supreme protector, then there is no problem. We will be protected all along, always. Then next stanza says,
Sakala chadiya asi achi ami tomar charane nath. Sakala chadiya asi achi ami tomar charane nath. Ami nitya das tumi palaita tumi gopta jagannath. Ami nitya das tumi palaita tumi gopta jagannath.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, I have given up everything and come to your lotus feet. I'm your eternal servant and you are my protector and maintainer, O Lord of the universe. See, this is very important. This is the best thing and most critical thing, how we can surrender unto him. By realizing our constitutional position, who we are, Jiver Swarup Hoya Krishner Nityadas. When we understand this part, that our constitutional position is to serve Krishna, then there is no problem. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that I have come to that realization that I am your eternal servant. And by understanding this fact, I'm surrendering unto your lotus feet. Merciful Lord, please help me. I know that you are Jagannath, Lord of the universe, and you are the only hope for me. You are the Gopta. You are the supreme maintainer. And you are the universe. You are the Lord of the universe. So I am in your shelter. So please, please help me. Help me. So we have to understand that. And once we understand this part, that we are pure soul and we are the eternal servant of the Lord, then our serving to the Maya will be slowly diminished. It may not go away today. After this lecture, we may not leave serving Maya just right now, because we have been entangled or under the grip of Maya since millions and millions of births, which we don't know. So we are, our computer programming has been messed up so badly that if we want to bring it into a proper configuration, it is going to take some time. But we should never be discouraged. We should never be discouraged. We should always think that we are in the shelter of Krishna, and Krishna is the one who is going to solve this problem, solve this riddle. So this entanglement or misprogramming of the computer can be rectified by Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. This Mahamantra will put all the knots to its place. It will glue it again, all those circuits which are already entangled here and there, into a proper configuration. And Sadhu Sangha. So these two things will make our computer functional again. And once it becomes functional, then we will understand who we are. Then we will understand that we are the eternal servant of the Lord. We have been serving this Maya unnecessarily. And once that understanding comes, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that, my dear Lord, I have understood it. We have to say ourselves too, that we have understood through Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that we are the eternal servant of the Lord, and through that process we need to surrender unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Next verse is
Tomar sakala ami matra das আমার তারিবে তুমি, তোমার সকল আমি মাত্র দাস, আমার তারিবে তুমি, তোমার চরণ করি নবরণ, আমার নাহি তো আমি, তোমার চরণ করি নবরণ, আমার নাহি তো আমি।
শিলা ভক্তি বিনোদ ঠাকুরী সিং, এভরিথিং ইজ ইয়োর্স, অপোজিট টু আওয়ার ভিউ, এভরিথিং ইজ ইয়োর্স, আই এম মিয়ারলি আ সার্ভেন্ট, সার্টেন দ্যাট ইউ উইল ডেলিভার মি, আই হ্যাভ চোজেন ইয়োর লোটাস ফিট অ্যাজ মাই ওনলি শেল্টার, আই নো লাঙ্গার বিলং টু মাই সেলফ। সি, উই হ্যাভ বিন ডিসকাসিং দিস পয়েন্ট আগেন অ্যান্ড আগেন, দিস থিংস আর কমিং, অ্যাজ লং অ্যাজ উই থিঙ্ক দ্যাট ইট ইজ মি, ইট ইজ আই, উই আর ইন মায়া। When we start thinking that we are eternal soul, we are not this body, we are liberated right at that moment. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that I know it is not me. I know everything is yours. Ishwara Paramah Krishna Satchit Anand Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. My dear Lord, you are the cause of all causes, so everything belongs to you. Unfortunately, due to influence of Maya, I have been saying all along in my life, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. It belongs to me, it belongs to me, it belongs to me. I'm the bhokta, I'm the enjoyer of this material world. As soon as this sentiment enters in our mind, Maya is sitting there. And it says, okay, if you are the enjoyer, then go ahead and enjoy it. How much you can enjoy, how many lives you can enjoy, how many births you are going to enjoy, you are going to become mosquito, you are going to become the dirty bugs, you are going to become rat, cat, hogs. So many of these miserable conditions of life you are going to face. Unfortunately, since we are saying it is me, we are enjoying even the worm, even being as a worm in the stool. If you took out the worm from the stool and you leave him aside, he is not going to live longer. He is going to run away, run towards the stool again, because he thinks that his pleasure is right there. If you, Srila Prabhupada gives this example several times, if you give halwa puri to hog, she is not going to eat it. She is not going to enjoy it. Because she is tuned for certain type of food. Why? Because of the Maya influence. Because I wanted to eat something, I ate it. So Maya says, okay, you enjoyed it, so enjoy it again and again and again. So we have to understand our constitutional position. We are not this body. This body does not belong to me. Whom it belongs to? This body belongs to fire. After the death, either it is going to be burnt. So in a general sense, if something belongs to me, it remains with me. Right? If you go to a shop, you buy something. Until you buy it, that object belongs to the shopkeeper. As soon as you pay your dues money, get the object in your hand, after that it belongs to you. It does, the shopkeeper does not have any right afterwards. It belongs to you. So same way, when we die, we give this body to the fire. So it belongs to the fire. Where it belongs to me? If it would have belonging to me, it would have been with me. If we throw it in water, in Gangaji, then it belongs to Kachua, Machua, Machli, right? The fishes and all those worms, they are going to eat it. So it belongs to the turtles. the fishes. And if you bury under the ground, then those worms, they are going to eat it. So it belongs to those worms. It does not belong to me. It does not belong to my wife. It does not belong to my son. It does not belong to my parents. As soon as the soul is gone from this body, your loved ones will say that just remove it as soon as it can be, because it is unauspicious to keep the dead body in the house. Right? Yesterday, you were the one feeding the whole family. Everyone was loving you. But just something has happened. Something is gone from this body. This body, which was loved by everyone, is now being discarded. So we have to understand this. We have to come to this realization. Until we come to this realization, we are not going to surrender ourselves. And we are not going to understand that Krishna is the Supreme. Everything belongs to Krishna. It is mercy of the Krishna that he has given to us. He gave this human body so that we can utilize this body into his service and liberate ourselves. This is the Deva Duralabha body, Deva Duralabha Sarir. Devata, the demigods, they don't get human body. They are always hankering that when they can get human body so that they can achieve the bhakti sooner than later. In Devalok, their lives is tens and hundreds and thousands of years. So they are going to live that way. And here in human life, we can achieve the pure bhakti, pure devotion in few years, few months. Even if we can chant holy name offenselessly, without offense once, we are liberated right then and there. So this is such an important life. This is such an important human body we have been given by the mercy of the Lord. We should be utilizing into his service so that we don't have to take birth and death cycle again and again. Arjun has realized this when he was praying to the Lord, when he understood all the Bhagavad Gita preachings. Then he says, "My dear Lord, Parabrahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan Purusham Shashvatam Divyam Adi Devam Ajum Vibhum." So my dear Lord, you are everything. You are Parampush Purush, you are Shashvat, you are eternal. Your dham is eternal, you are eternal. So everything is eternal, and you belong to everyone, and everyone belongs to you. And now I have come to the perfect realization. So that perfect realization has to awaken into our minds as well. There are so many other things. Do we have a few minutes? Huh? 5 minutes, okay. So we can skip and go to the last stanza.
Bhakti Vinoda Kandiya Sharana Loya Cheto Mara Paya. Bhakti Vinoda Kandiya Sharana Loya Cheto Mara Paya. Khomiya Paradha Name Ruchi Diya Palana Koro Hetaya. Khomiya Paradha Name Ruchi Diya Palana Koro Hetaya.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur, very humbly, he is crying now. Weeping Bhakti Vinod Thakur takes shelter at your feet. Forgive his offenses. Afford him a taste for the holy name and kindly maintain him. So in the end, after accepting Krishna as a supreme person, supreme protector, supreme lord, supreme maintainer, what he is hankering in the end? My dear Lord, please, please, please give me the taste of your holy name. That is his asking in the end. That is the summary of the prayer. What we should be asking to the Lord? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We should get the love and affection to chant this holy name. That should be, we should be asking from the Lord. That, my dear Lord, give me that taste which Lord Chaitanya distributed. Lord Chaitanya, which he experienced as a Lord himself. Give that little bit taste into my heart so that I can achieve that prema bhakti, attraction toward your name, fame, pastimes. When we chant the Lord's name, then his pastimes are also remembered all the time. Even in our material conception of life, we give certain name to someone. If we say Barack Obama, then immediately a President Barack Obama's face, his activities, everything appears in front of it. Although we are talking about the material things. Same way, when we say Krishna, then all activities hidden into his name and all his pastimes, they appear in front of me, in front of us. That's why when we should chant the holy name of the Lord, we should meditate upon his pastimes. And remember, it doesn't matter which pastime, whatsoever pastime you like most, just focus on that and remember it. You know the story of the Brahmana in South India. When Lord Chaitanya was traveling in South India, in a temple there was a Brahmana. He was illiterate. He didn't know how to read Sanskrit. Every day he will go to the temple, sit in front of the Lord, open Bhagavad Gita, just front page, and he will meditate upon that page and just keep on crying and crying and crying. So all those other learned scholars and brahmanas, pujaris, priests who were in the temple, they used to see his activities every day. And they were not understanding. They didn't like it. That this foolish person does not know anything. He's not reading. He's not doing anything. Just he's crying. So when Lord Chaitanya visited, they complained to him. They said that, my dear Lord, this person is a disturbance here. Because he sits here, just opens the pages of the Bhagavad Gita, does not recite any shloka, and I know that he cannot read even. But he cries very loudly and we all get very disturbed. So please prohibit him for doing so. Lord is Lord, he knows what is going on. Even to glorify him and also to present whatsoever he was doing publicly, he approached to the Brahmana and he asked, my dear Brahmana, you don't know how to read Bhagavad Gita, still you come every day, open the pages of this book and you keep on crying. Why? What do you get? And how you cry and why you cry? What do you find? What do you see here? Then Brahmana says, this is true, my dear Lord. I'm illiterate. I don't know how to read Sanskrit. I cannot understand what is said in Bhagavad Gita. But I do understand one thing. I open this front page where I see the chariot in the middle of Kurukshetra field. Lord Krishna is standing. Arjun is sitting, bowed down his head. And Krishna is instructing Arjun. This Bhagavad Gita Gyan, the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So I think always how merciful is the Lord. In between the battlefield, among so many disturbances, he is preaching to us how to get liberation from this material world. Who can be more merciful than the Lord? That in the battlefield even, he is giving us the eternal knowledge. Just by remembering that mercy of the Lord, the tears from my eyes automatically start flowing. Lord Chaitanya becomes ecstatic. He says, this is the true way. This is the proper way of reading Bhagavad Gita. You are doing the perfect thing. You go on whatsoever you are doing. So knowledge does not mean anything. Our understanding, our surrenderance, our love, our affection is the one which is going to be caught by the Lord. Lord is merciful. Lord is all-pervading. He is sitting in our heart. He knows. Like if we come to the temple, if our intention is something else, still we are bowing down unto his lotus feet and dancing and doing all kind of activities, Lord knows what he is doing because he is sitting there. Still he will not mind it. At least you came there. So he will give whatsoever we are hankering for. But is this the proper way of doing it? So Lord says, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, no, this is not the proper way. We have to completely surrender unto him. We have to develop the taste unto the holy name of the Lord, being offenseless, being selfless, leaving our aham, me and mine, I and yours, these conceptions of material life, possessions, we have to leave aside and totally surrender unto the lotus feet of the Lord. When Lord Chaitanya was here, they were discussing one day with Srila Haridas Thakur. Lord Chaitanya was very disappointed. He was saying to Srila Haridas Thakur that, my dear Haridas, I don't see how these yavanas are going to be delivered. They never chant holy name. I'm very much disturbed, unhappy, how these are going to be delivered. Then Srila Haridas Thakur says, my dear Lord, you don't have to worry about it. They will be delivered automatically. Lord then asks, how? Then he says that although they don't say Krishna, they don't say Ram, but they say Haram. Unknowingly, they say Haram, Haram, Haram. So they are chanting the holy name of the Ram. They will be delivered, don't worry about it. Because this is the Nama Bhash. The name of the Lord is eternal, Shashwat, with full potency as the Lord himself. So although they are chanting the holy name without knowing it, maybe offense is also there, but slowly, just because of the Nama Bhas, they will be delivered. Like Ajamil was delivered. He called the name of Narayan through his son. Still, Lord Vishnu's dutas, they came and rescued him from this, from the entanglement of this material world. So Nama Bhas can still be as powerful as the name of the Lord itself. So if even someone chants the holy name in any condition, still he will get the benefit. There were four dacoits, or the hoodlums, the looters. And their job was to rob the passing by public through that route. So they were chosen a place which were like little hilly area, and then there was a river which was flowing underneath. So they were sitting on four different positions. One was sitting on the top of the hill, and then someone after that, and someone very much on the bank of the river. So the robber which was sitting on the top of the hill, he was chanting the name Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Always he was saying Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. He was saying that Narayan, Nar means person, Ayan means Arai, he is coming. Someone is coming to the Nar. Nar means Nala, the sewer, the river. So once he sees someone coming to that side, then he will start chanting Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. So the next person down to him will hear that someone is coming. Then he will say, and the second person is a astrologer. He will know what that person has, where he has. So he chants Damodar, Damodar, Damodar. He has some money. Dam means dhan, money, possession. In udar, udar means stomach, belly. So in old days, people used to put the money in their dhoti, right? They will tie it, and that was their purse. So he will know, and he will then start chanting Damodar, Damodar, Damodar. He has money in his belly. Then the third one will be ready, and he will say Basudev, Basudev, Basudev. Bas means danda, bamboo. Pick up the bamboo and hit him. So he will be ready with bamboo, hit him, he will fall down. He knows where the money is, pick up the money. And then the fourth one, he will say Hari Har, Hari Har, Hari Har. Let him go away. Hari means faster, faster, faster. Let him go, let him go, let him go. So this way they were chanting Narayan Vasudev, Narayan Damodar Vasudev Hari Har. So they were chanting the holy name of the Lord. It happened so, while they were chanting, the thunderstorm came. And bijli, tadit, lightning, right, lightning. So severe lightning came, and all the four died. So the last moment they chanted was the holy name. The Vishnu Dutas came, and with the palanquin, and then they put him, all the four of them, and took to the Vishnu Lok. So even they were robbers, but they chanted holy name in the end of their lives. They were not going to commit any offense afterwards. That was the last offense they committed. That was intentionally they were going to rob someone. But the last word they uttered was the holy name of the Lord. After this, everything stopped. Because everything stopped, they were not going to commit any offense from here onward. They were liberated. So we should always try to chant holy name with purity and sincerity. I know that we are in material world. I am in the material world. Everyone is in the material world. But we can practice, right? With practice, everything can be done. When Arjuna was bewildered, he said, "My dear Lord, the yogic process which you are teaching me, I cannot do it. It is impossible for me." Lord says, "Practice it. By practice, you can become a perfect man. Right? So we can practice. Everyone can practice. We can take the shelter of Srila Prabhupada, shelter of Bhagavan Sri Gaur Nithai, shelter unto the lotus feet of Bhagavan Sri Sri Kishore Kishori, shelter unto the lotus feet of Lord Sri Jagannath, Bhagavan Sri Baladev, Srimati Subhadra Maharani, and all the devotees. There is no doubt about it. If we chant with sincerity and we accept Krishna as our Supreme Lord, Supreme Maintainer, we will be liberated, we will be deliberated, will we be delivered. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. श्रील प्रभुपाद की
जय।